You're listening to DraftKings Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Now's a good time to remember where the story of tequila started. In 1795, the first tequila distillery was opened by the Cuervo family. And 229 years later, Cuervo is still going strong. Family-owned from the start, same family, same land. Now's a good time to enjoy Cuervo, the tequila that invented tequila. Go to Cuervo.com to shop tequila or visit a store near you. Cuervo, now's a good time.
Trademarks owned by Becle, SAB, the CV. Copyright 2024, Proximo. Jersey City, New Jersey. Please drink responsibly.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
God, I hope he's been listening to all
of this. Let's talk about Aubrey Plaza for 20 minutes.
You worked with Aubrey Plaza.
Yeah.
She's having a moment.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
It's a good De Niro there.
Yeah.
When you do De Niro, do you do the face?
You have to do the face.
Even if you don't do a good De Niro, you have to.
Mike, you are very harsh with the TLDR. You've done that to me like 11 times in the short time I've known you. It's not fair. It's such a like conversation ender when you do that.
Yeah. Do you have a top five conversation enders?
They're all things that Mike or Dan has said to me at some point.
Too long didn't read. I'm happy for you or sad that happened.
Yeah, you've literally sent that exact thing to me like four times, and I haven't known you that long.
Okay.
Like, sure, I saw two Aubrey Plaza movies last night.
Oh, she is having
one
a
in
moment.
The theater.
Which
one?
Please.
I haven't seen, what's the, Emily?
Emily the Criminal.
The Criminal, which I've heard is great. Is it good?
It was fantastic, yeah.
She's great, man. She's so good.
Allison always said that Billy reminded her of Aubrey Plaza.
Because he's just sort of flat and emotionless.
Amin, are you wearing a Hall & Oates shirt?
Oh God, no, let's not.
I would have guessed Roots.
This is a new segment. We're not bringing this across
I've known
the decades
you for 10
into,
years,
into another.
And you haven't once mentioned Hall & Oates.
Never I love Hall & Oates.
You've never done a karaoke.
I did out of touch at karaoke. Yeah, go ahead.
About your radio career.
My radio career, I got it. Okay.
Hold on 1 second. There's like an alarm going off in my house. Everything's going to be fine, you guys.
Damn, that's crazy.
TLDR.
I cannot have a relapse. I cannot.
Bye, abuela Juana.
Oh, no, guys. This is quite simply the worst show we've ever done.
No, the Pepper show was worse.
No.
This is bad. This is bad.
This is the Fly. No, this is the Fly episode of Breaking Bad.
He took such interest, such a genuine interest in the Aubrey Plaza thing, and it was just like fresh meat.
Do you think he's going to listen to everything before at some point?
I hope not. I hope no one listens to what happened before.
Can we submit this for a Grammy?
I feel like I have to talk to someone about this.
I don't know what's happening. There's an alarm in my house, but it seems fine. It just says there's smoke in my house, but there's no smoke in the house, so it must be a malfunction. Everything's fine, guys.
Yeah,
you want all the smoke.
You're don't do it, Zach. No, your audio cut out when you were describing where the alarm was, and it sounded like it was somewhere in you. It just all jarred us.
Downstairs bedroom. All right, I have to check this out again. 1 second.
Yeah, it is downstairs, all right.
Hold on, this is Like, is this the absolute worst way for Mike Schur to pass away? Like, in a blazing fire in his house while recording this podcast?
How long do we wait?
Because then this is what's happened. People will go back, like, oh my God, let me listen to this podcast and see, like, what could have happened in the moments leading up to his demise. And then they listen to Aubrey Plaza.
Dorking Wanderers.
Oh, she's having a moment. Oh my God. I have to stop.
Billy.
You guys misheard what he said too, right?
Yeah, it sounded like he had an alarm in his puss.
All right, he lived.
All right.
It says there's smoke in the downstairs bedroom, but we have a bedroom downstairs.
Hey, yo.
Ah.
Oh. I give up.
Oh. Hi, everybody.
Wow.
Sorry about this, everybody.
No, we're sorry.
No, you haven't listened to the show today.
We're very sorry.
What have we been talking about?
The best we've done. Oh.
This is the most controversial episode of the show we've ever recorded.
You've heard the entire show.
Does she play Aubrey Plaza in them?
Oh, she doesn't.
Oh, she's having a
moment. What was the other movie you saw besides?
I came home and watched Ingrid Goes West.
I like that one too. That's really good movie.
I hadn't seen it. Yeah, really good.
She reminds me of Billy. Yeah.
Allison used to say that.
Well, thanks to me, and I was trying to make it my own thing, and you kind of ruined it for me.
So I'm coming in at the end of like 4 hours of conversation. Has this been the level of the discourse today? Generally, it seems.
If you listen today to today's hour one and hour two, you are going to be so happy that Dan's back tomorrow.
Amin, is that a Hall & Oates shirt?
It is.
I would have guessed the Roots.
I've known you for 10 years. You haven't once mentioned Hall & Oates.
I love Hall & Oates.
You've never sang them at karaoke.
Wait, I sang Out of Touch.
Enough about your radio career.
Start of the day.
Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day. Start of the day, start of the day. It is the start of the day.
You all look like you look like improv performers who just got off stage after like an hour long performance where like no one laughed at anything you said. That's the vibe.
That's how that feels.
That's the vibe that I'm getting from all of you. Look like you're like going to go out drinking and talk about like how maybe this improv troupe should just end. Maybe you should just disband.
Mike, have you tried liquid collagen? Let me tell you, it's the good stuff.
Big
I don't know what you're talking about, but I get the sense. I just said everyone on the Zoom is covering his or her mouth like, oh no. Like the look on all of your faces is, oh no.
It's been a tough one.
I'm too young for my career to end like this.
This was the only one I could have did. Yeah.
You want a stat of the day, though?
Oh, please.
Please.
Yes.
Just some content, for the love of God.
Willie Mays, the consensus greatest baseball player who ever lived, ranked number one by Joe Posnanski in his Baseball 100, made about $1.8 million over his 22-year career. Julio Rodriguez, the 21-year-old rookie center fielder for the Mariners, signed a very complicated contract over the weekend. I'm not sure I have these numbers exactly right because it's a very complicated deal with a lot of incentives and a lot of options, but I believe that if all of his incentives are met and all of his options are picked up, he will make Willie Mays' career earnings roughly every 11 games the Mariners play from now until the year 2039. So every 11 Mariners games, Julio Rodriguez will make one Willie Mays career's worth of money.
Yeah, but did you adjust for inflation?
I did not. You're right. It's not one-to-one. But that's amazing.
Did he sign a 17-year contract?
Yeah, he did. Well, it's like an 8-year contract that then has a number of options. Like there's a 10-year, $350 million option that they can pick up, or he has a player option that's like 5 years, and all these different things happen depending on how often he he ends up in the top 10 in MVP voting. It's extremely complicated. It's unlikely that it will actually go that long without any options being exercised, but that's the total length of the contract is like 18 years, $470 million. He's 21. He's a rookie. I also have a bonus. I have a bonus Marlins stat for you guys and ladies. On Friday, the Dodgers played the Miami Marlins, and Mookie Betts, the world's greatest living human being, in the seventh inning, hit a two-run homer to put the Dodgers up 3-2. In the ninth inning, he homered again to tie the game at 4. And in the 10th, he doubled in Chris Taylor to put them up 6-5. And according to @StatsByStats on Twitter, he's the only player in the modern era to have three separate game-tying or go-ahead base hits in the seventh inning or later of a victory. There was actually a guy named Art Shamsky for the Reds who did it in 1966, but his team lost to the Pirates. He hit a go-ahead homer in the 8th, a game-tying homer in the 10th, a game-tying homer in the 11th, and his team still lost to the Pirates by 3. But that's crazy. Mookie came back 3 times by himself against the Marlins.
Damn, that's crazy.
TLDR?
TLDR.
I've got 2 stats of the day. One's from 1951 this past Saturday. But kind of similar to what you're saying there.
Scoring all the
Phillies' runs in the victory over the Reds, Del Wilbur hit 3 solo home runs, making it the first time in Major League history a player has accounted for all the runs in a 3-0 game with home runs. The 32-year-old catcher only hit 19 home runs in his Major League career.
Damn, that's crazy.
The other stat I have. I saw 2 Aubrey Plaza movies last night.
Oh, she is having a moment.
I mean, is that a Hall & Oates shirt?
I have known you for 10 years. You haven't once mentioned Hall & Oates.
Like his radio career.
How to guess the roots.
Make it end. Please make it stop.
This is the weirdest vibe I've ever sensed from this group of people.
You're welcome.
Wrexham.
Are you kidding me?
I just met him.
It is what it is.
Put it on the poll. Has Charles Barkley ever gotten to second of all?
Brutal.
We've done this for a while. Chris, let me see your belly button.
You dropped this, King.
I'm very
like a
sorry.
Boom mic?
Like a lav.
This feels like a group of people that desperately needs adult supervision.
Yeah, there's definitely some substitute teacher vibes today.
Room for one more.
Hi, everybody.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early, so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.